everybody, and welcome to Shut Up at fucking LA. All I can hear in the background is sirens.
They're coming.
It's not even happening to me, and I'm not evening, okay?
I can't even.
So welcome to Shut Up, Bentley. I'm your host, Samantha Bentley. And as usual, this is brought to you by the good people of JulieLand.com. I'm in the house with Mr. Dick Avery.
Yo. Literally in the house.
We are literally-ing right now because we also have...
Literally,
right in front of me, the amazing, literally, Electra Blue.
I can't.
Oh my God, I can't. She
Hi
can't.
Guys.
I
Hi
can't.
Guys.
We can't.
We can't even.
I mean, on a scale of one to even, we just can't.
Can't.
Yeah. Anyway, so today we're going to talk about anal.
Yay, and I can't. Butt sex. I can't even.
I can't even. So basically, before we started this episode, we were discussing which topic we should discuss today, and it was between anal and something else, and my response was, okay, let's just do anal, just get it out of the way, which is generally my response to anal on set.
Life, yeah.
When you do anal, obviously for me, it's two completely different things: home anal and porn anal.
Yeah.
So when you do an anal scene, how do you, I mean, prepare mentally and physically? Do you know what this is the question that I get asked the most?
Yeah.
By girls, really.
Yeah.
In and out of the industry, is how to prepare for anal.
What my routine is. I don't eat after 8 p.m. the night before. I'll eat like a fat cow at 7:30. Don't mind it.
literally a fat cow.
Literally. A fat cow. Big ass steak, not even lying. I don't eat usually after 8 or whatever. And then I just enema in like a hour or two before my call time. And then I show up to set and I don't use lube. I line my butt on the inside with Aquaphor so it doesn't get ripped. And then I get fucked in the ass.
Wow. Mine is
What's your
literally
routine?
The complete opposite. I eat like a motherfucker and I don't give a fuck. and then like I enema with warm water and then cold water. But I have to do it like probably about half an hour before I know I'm doing the sex.
Yeah.
But that might be because I eat a lot. Because I need my energy as well and I get really grumpy. And then I take 2 Imodium. So I don't shit myself. And
if I take Imodium, I won't shit for a week. I can't do it.
Yeah. Then I have to drink coffee, loads and loads of coffee to flush it out after the scene. But what I do to my body is not good, guys. It's not good. Like, and this is just for porn.
Not the right way.
Yeah, it's not the right way. Like, I also don't use lube. I use hella coconut oil. I put coconut oil over my hand and then I fist myself in the ass before the scene. So my ass is already really, really, really open so that when the dick goes in, I don't look like I'm about to
die.
I'm literally dead. It's not even happening to me and I'm not even eating.
Now, how do you can't do all this in your personal life. You can't get prepared for it.
Yeah.
Well, you're also not taking a big ass dick in your ass, like hardcore.
The thing, yeah,
professional
camera,
cock.
Yeah.
Well, it's not even professional. It's like you guys have to understand that porn sex is it's not real sex. We are not having sex for ourselves. We're having sex
for you.
You, the viewers. Mm-hmm. So nothing about it is actually very pleasurable.
It's because work.
Yeah, it is work. There's not the emotional attachment or anything like that. But as well is you have to think about. Everything has to be at an angle for the camera. You have to be able to see everything, otherwise what the fuck is the point? Mm-hmm. So when you're getting pounded in the ass at like 100 miles per hour with a giant dick and they're pulling it in and out, like...
You have to be thinking about everything.
Yeah.
How your stomach looking, if you're opening up, if you're if you look sexy.
And my favorite is when they like stab in and out and in and out and you can like feel it in your stomach and you're just like
pushing in the air. It's annoying.
And that's my favorite. My other favorite part about anal scenes is when you shit lube for like a week.
I don't use lube. That's why.
Yeah.
Have you ever shit yourself without accidentally even knowing it? Because I remember I was talking
shit
to
yourself.
Well, years ago I was talking to a girl on the phone after like a anal scene where she was on her way home and she just went and I went you okay? And she, I go, like, thought she got in a car accident or something. She's like, oh, no, no, I just shit myself. And I went, oh, that's good to know. That's, you know, like, I'm all like, you didn't need to tell me that. Like, you could have lied.
Well, I did an anal scene for Brazzers in December with Kieran Lee in London. And it was fucking brutal. And afterwards, basically,
you're going to confess to this?
Yeah. I went to go and get food. And, oh, man. And I was in this cafe. And I'm waiting for them to bring my food over. And it was like this little cafe just outside of London. Very cute, very nice. And they have like these long tables. So like everyone sits on them kind of. It's sort of communal. So I'm waiting at the end. And then this family come and sit next to me. And they've got kids and their grandparents there. And I'm sitting there and I'm just eating. And then I'm like, and I can feel like basically something warm and wet running down my leg. And I'm like while I'm sitting at this table with this family and I'm like, oh my God, I literally can't even.
Can't even.
No, and I'm like, okay, what do I do? So I'm like trying to stand up like really, really subtly and pull like my sweatshirt around my waist and tie it up so that people cannot see that there is like a massive wet patch on my ass. And I go to the toilet and there is like coconut oil like pouring out of my ass.
Oh
like
my God.
Pouring out of my ass. And I'm just like, great. Like I fucking hate this.
Wow. Wow. You ever have that, Electra? Anything like that?
Not really.
That you'll admit to.
No, that I remember.
That I'll admit. Now, no. Did you guys have anal sex before you started porn?
Of course.
Yes, duh.
I'm a firm believer in not doing anything on camera that you wouldn't do in your personal life. I mean, with the exception of things like gangbangs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But if you could do a gangbang in your personal life.
No.
But you did anal sex before porn.
Yeah.
I mean, and do you enjoy 16. Anal?
Really? 16?
Man, I was 21.
Jeez.
Do you enjoy anal?
Yes, I love anal.
I come harder from anal sex.
Yeah, that's why I love it so much. It's hot.
It is. It's really good.
Yeah. And so, it feels good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There is a sort of I don't know if it's a belief or it's just like, it's quite a misogynistic thing to perceive that women, a lot of things that I've seen on the internet, oh no, not misogynistic, like a feminist kind of view that they say that women don't enjoy anal. And I think that's really, really unfair. For example, I did the first ever anal that was ever shot for MetArt, and it was a girl-girl anal scene, and I got a lot of hate for it from people, from MetArt members, saying, you know, that why is Samantha Bentley even on MetArt? She's a hardcore performer, you know, like, I can't enjoy the central side of sex as well as hard sex. And
stupid.
And they were like, women don't enjoy anal, like this is ugly and unerotic. And I actually bit back and I did an interview for the site saying, actually, I really do enjoy anal, and so does the girl that I did it with. And it's really unfair, I think, for people to kind of say, oh, you know what? Women don't enjoy anal sex. They just, you know, it's forced upon them.
What I have found in my career here, being around all you girls, I find the girls that I always say it's kind of like horses. You either love horses or you hate horses. There's no gray. And it's the same thing with anal. You either love it or you don't. There's no like, yeah, I'm okay with it. And
it's definitely.
And the girls that love it.
Also, the guy's lack of education on how to work into it.
Yeah, if you have a bad anal experience, if your first experience with anal is not good, you're going to hate it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that the girls, I know the girls that do love it, and Phoenix Marie, like, love it. Like, you know what I mean? And I respect that. And it's like, you can't, why would you sit there and say, oh, women don't love it? What are you lying? Yeah. Like, you know, oh, I hate it. I can't
speak for the species.
The thing is, exactly. As well, I mean, obviously,
the entire human race.
Having anal sex in porn is incredibly draining. And I do have to psych myself up for it if I'm doing an anal scene, especially if it's with someone like Rocco or Manuel, when I know it's going to be brutal and I know it's a big dick in my ass. Like, I do, and I do kind of have that sort of moment before I go on set where I'm like, okay, let's go for this. Like, I can do it. Yeah. I can make it. And,
have you ever done double anal?
No, I haven't. I would like to try it. I would like to sell that.
Electra?
No.
If I could choose the two dicks that were going in my ass, so. For example, I would not have Rocco and Manuel both in my ass at the same time because I would die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I would literally die.
I want to try Rocco. I never tried him.
Oh my God. You need to try Rocco.
Hey, Rocco, call me.
Set it up, Samantha. Make a call.
I'm all over that shit.
Make yeah. a call.
I will do. I'll text him right now.
Go to Europe and go to where? Budapest?
Yeah.
I've never been there.
There you go.
Hey, let's call me Rocco.
Yeah, let's do lunch and anal.
Yeah.
So what about now? What is it about when you were younger and starting out? That's my thing. Like, what? How did it come into your head? Did you you saw porn? You thought? Did your boyfriends bring it up? Like, because I'm thinking about me with my girlfriends when I was younger. We didn't think about anal. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. Mine was for the longest time was like.
Did you see it young?
Nothing will ever go in my butthole ever. Oh, look at me now.
You ever lied. Say
never.
Yeah. I had a boyfriend for a very long time who basically wore me down, and I think it was emotional blackmail, actually. But and he was kind of like, you know, I know you'll love it, blah blah blah. And then, like, when I finally did the first time I ever had anal sex, I think I covered this in the last season as well, that it was that he went down on me while sticking something in my butt and made me come. And then when I was relaxed after the orgasm, he shoved his dick in. And I just remember the first time having anal sex, the look on my face was one of pain. And my ex saying to me, please don't make that face because you're really distracting me. But then with the dude that I'm seeing now,
I almost feel like it's like he's like yelling at you, suck it up.
It's like, yeah,
take it.
With the dude that I'm seeing now, the first time that we had sex, I let him put it in my butt. But I think both of us were a little bit nervous, and I was kind of like, I'm gonna lighten the mood and let him stick it in my bum. Yeah. Let him know that I like him. Yeah. I like you this much.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Is that what you did too?
No, I did.
You've done that before?
Well, yeah.
You give up the butt on the first date?
Yep, first time around, because I knew I was like trying to steal the deal, but it didn't work because I was an idiot, but whatever.
I was trying to steal the deal, but it didn't work.
And tequila helped too.
Yeah.
But my first time anal, I had like a booty call dude from my school.
Okay.
Oh God.
I was 12.
I
went to hear. Is this? I was junior high, and it was your chemistry teacher.
15 or 16.
Okay.
I mean, completely legal age.
And we were banging. Like, I would just literally come over. Literally.
Oh my God.
We would fuck, and then I would leave. Like, it was like we were just wanting each other for sex, and we were fucking by the pool. Like, we went outside and we were fucking by the pool, by the hot tub. And I was like, we were doing a doggy. And he just, like, shoved it in my ass without asking. And I was like, oh my God. And he just kept going. And I was like, oh my fucking God, it hurts. It feels so good.
You know, anal doggy is the one thing I to this day, I literally can't. Yeah.
He shoved it in without even asking. And like, the shock factor was like, whoa, and then he just kept going.
Dude.
And I was like, oh my God, this feels so fucking good. I came so hard.
Wow.
And then from then, I loved it.
Wow.
Thank you, Jason French.
But then did you go, like, the next time you went back to him, like, the next time, did you say, you got to fuck me in the ass again kind of a thing?
No. Well,
did you go home kind of going, what did I just do? What was that? Oh my God.
No, I was like, I can't believe I let him do that. And then, but it felt really good.
Yeah.
And then we hung out a couple times after that, and then I found another one.
Another guy to penetrate your.
So, what do you guys do about when, like, we've talked to us about the past, the guys on set, when you're not being paid to do anal, the guy wants to stick his cock in your ass anyways?
I believe the word I use fuck is you. Fuck off.
Yeah.
That's two
fuck
words.
Fuck you, pay me?
Yeah, exactly. Fuck you, pay me.
These guys always want to, like, stick it in anyways, don't they?
They're like, oh, just the tip, or the camera's not on. And it's like, dude, if you're going to put your dick in my ass, I would rather get it on camera and be paid, like, than just the fucking tip. You're not my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Just the tip is never just the tip.
Yeah, and it's like, just the tip is not your whole dick, so pull it out, mate. Or I like it when they're like, they put it in your butt and they try and make it look like an accident, but like when you push them away and then they try and do it again, and then they're like desperately trying to shove it in. And it's like, look, this is quite clearly an educated maneuver, not an accident.
Yeah,
that's why I always put my finger in there. If you put your finger in there, they can't get to it.
But the other thing about putting your finger in is then they think
they can put their finger in.
Yeah, or they think, oh, she's getting ready for anal. Oh, she's getting ready for
anal. Oh, like she's like warming like that, making room.
That's generally like when I shove my fingers in my ass is when they're like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Do you like toys in your asses?
I don't really like toys in general. Like there's nothing less erotic than a piece of plastic or glass or metal being shoved inside my holes.
Especially the butt.
Especially the butt. Yeah. And a lot of it is because, okay, like sex toys, they're not as pliable as an actual penis, unless you get the kind of squidgy silicone ones, which just feel horrible. And I'm quite allergic to them. Yeah.
Yeah.
The butthole burn.
Oh,
God. I get that as well. This is one of the reasons that I don't use lube, is because some of the lube burns as well. Mm-hmm. It's all about coconut oil.
Coconut oil is the best. Have you ever used olive oil? Because I hear that works good too.
Really?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I've never used it for anal. But
coconut is the best because it's like, it's thinner.
Yeah, no. Coconut oil is what most girls I know use. Coconut but like oil I find that everything. I've heard people say olive oil works really well too.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Good for salad, good for food.
I mean olive oil, yeah. Olive oil and coconut oil, like they're completely natural, they're good for you. So,
what about anal and girl sex?
I hate it.
Really?
Yeah, because it's toys and it's just
unerotic. Or fingers or you know, whatever. No, like,
and I hate to say this because I love girls and I love to eat pussy. But a lot of girls, they just don't know what they're doing when it comes to buttholes. Yeah, I don't know
at all. Really? But it's like fun claws. To fuck them with strap-ons.
Claws in your fucking ass.
Have you done that?
Oh, yeah.
Is it better to give or receive?
Give. I'm a giver.
Okay. And what about you? Strap-ons?
I hate strap-ons.
Yeah?
Yeah. I hate giving. I hate receiving.
Okay. I love having a dick attached to my body.
I'm very, very submissive.
You just have penis envy. You just
yeah,
love...
I want to be a man.
Well, you're more man than I'll ever be.
thanks, but I want to keep my vagina too.
Exactly. Like, I'm really, really submissive. So for me, like when I do a scene, and they're like, "Hey, you're wearing a strap on." It's like my worst nightmare.
Yeah,
I'm like, no.
I'm like, yeah, give it to me. You ready for this dick? I turn into a whole different person.
Oh my god!
I'll do up and over. I'll step on your head.
I'm just thinking like oh, it turns into
I
like
can
a
do it.
It's her superhero character. Yeah. Like I put on my costume, which is my strap
my
on.
Dick.
Yeah. Exactly, and I go out and fight crime.
And I lost my good strap on in the divorce.
Oh no!
I had
oh
the
my
Janine
god! One. I can't believe like that's a fact, guys. That is a factor in porn divorces. Who gets which sex toy? And
some things you just have to let go.
And it's like if you win an AVN together, you know, like what? Who's gonna take the shitty plastic statue?
Yeah.
Disgusting. So that's everything you need to know about anal, right? Yeah. Anything else? Any other comments?
All about anal.
Breathing is key if you're
breathing
a beginner.
Breathing is definitely key, especially at the beginning.
I think breathing's important for just life. Living. Yeah.
Nah, fuck breathing.
But no, like...
I mean, be literally dead.
Yeah. Dead fish.
Breathing's overrated? Is that
breathing
what you're saying?
Breathing is so overrated, lol.
God. So let's play a little fuck, marry, kill before we wrap up.
Do it.
Okay. All right. This is going to be a tough one. I'm kind of spacing these out here. This is a tough one. Count Chocula, Captain Crunch, and Tony the Tiger.
Well, obviously, I'd marry Tony the Tiger. I'd fuck Count Chocula because he's a vampire.
She's
and,
good. Creative.
I'd kill Captain Crunch because just annoy.
What? Okay, good. Go ahead.
Was it Captain Crunch, Count Chocula, and who?
And Tony the Tiger.
All right, I would marry Count Chocula. Captain Close Crunch, off. I would fuck and kill Tony the Tiger.
Killed Tony.
Oh my god.
OMG. Okay, we're going to wrap this shit up right now. Because
this is fast
you're gonna
legs.
Go, you're going to go kill her now?
Yeah, because I literally can't. Okay. It's not even happening to me. I'm not evening.
I just like... Crunch berries way better than Frosted Flakes.
I've never had.
Me too.
I've never had them, guys.
Oh, guys. Let's go get some Crunch berries.
Okay, so, Electro, where can we find you?
Twitter.com/@ClubElectroBlue, spelled with an A and a K. Instagram @QueenBLife, just the letter B. I have to tell everybody that. I don't know why. And Snapchat is Ms. Bad Girl Blue, just MS Bad Girl Blue.
I nearly just said that my Instagram is Tony Modestep.
Whoa!
My Instagram is... because it was open when I opened my Instagram just now. My Instagram is not Queen Bee Life either. Like, I was thinking everyone like in
the
my
Bad
search,
Bentley.
Like, yeah. I am the Bad Bentley on Instagram, at Bad _ Bentley on Twitter. www.badbentley.com, which is part of the Julieland universe. If you want to see other girls naked, then it's julieland.com. And I think that's everything. Hashtag anal.
Hey.
Bye.